Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the signs that you might need, a transaction manager, like a property transaction completion manager. Jill, great show today. Before we get to it, though, let's take a question from a caller like we always do.
Sure. Okay. Kelly from Sacramento called in and asked, are there tax issues I need to be aware of in this business? Great question. Yeah. I wonder if she's saying that because she's in California and because there's always different things in California.
Yeah.
You know how that goes.
We get a lot of tax questions.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of your area.
Valid concern.
Aren't you an accountant?
No, I'm not an accountant.
I used to be
a sort of accountant. You know what's funny about tell people, I have an accounting background. Everybody assumes that I just sat around and did tax returns for an H&R Block, which is...
That's why I like to tease you.
There's so much more to accounting than taxes. But so no, I'm by no stretch a tax expert or an accounting expert. I do know a little bit about buying and selling real estate, just like you do, though.
You do.
Are there tax issues? No, there's, I'll give you my spiel here. I mean, I think she's talking about income tax issues versus property tax. We're going to assume that.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's no, it's just, it's not treated any differently than any other business.
Mm-hmm.
There's property gains, capital gains taxes versus ordinary income. And there's a lot of stuff like that, but we're long past those issues. Those people who use those terms are usually my age or older. So taxes have gotten a lot more simple. But I will give you some free advice. The way that Jill and I have structured it, and I've structured it my whole career this way, is that I always take a salary, albeit even an incredibly small salary, always take one so that you have some W-2 income to report every year. That's a very, very healthy way to do this. And then get with an accountant to make sure that you manage how you're expensing your business expenses and whether you need more or less to maximize how you're utilizing your taxes. Tax is not a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's just, tax. You can make taxes really work toward your benefit in a lot of different ways. This is not a tax show and I'm not an expert, but get a good accountant, like anything. I mean, we did a show recently about hiring experts.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a tax person and a bookkeeper and an accountant is no different.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I think that's the big thing is it seems scary for a bit. And you just got to say, no, it's okay. It's not scary. Like you just said, dude, there's a couple little things you should consider, but you have the right team person working with you. Don't even think about it.
Yeah.
They'll guide you. And
I'll tell you this. It's for people who have had a job for their whole lives and then they start a company like this or any kind of company, they're shocked and amazed at how little taxes you actually pay versus just being a W-2 employee somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Jill and I have two very, very, very successful friends who work for a very large company, an international company, and they make, together pretty close to $500,000 a year. And the amount of taxes that they pay make me want to throw up.
Oh, totally.
There's nothing they can do about it because they're W-2 income.
Mm-hmm.
As an owner of a business, you can set your salary pretty low, maybe just to set it to the point where you're just covering your expenses every month.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of their beautiful money is just kind of sits there, and it's only you have a lot of control
mm-hmm.
with owning your own company.
That's true.
Let's leave it at that.
Very good.
I think that answers it, Jill.
I think that was perfect.
You don't want to have any
quit
part,
while you're ahead.
You don't even want to have any part of answering this question.
Oh no, I'll leave that to you. I'm a W-2 employee. Just kidding.
No, you're not.
I know I'm not.
Jill has her own company, by the way. We have multiple companies.
Yeah.
Jill is more than qualified to. She knows these questions. She just doesn't like these topics.
I don't like the topics, and I refer to my people. So it's much easier. Get a good team, and don't be afraid of anything. And it is much easier than you think it is, and you do better.
So, Jill, what are the signs that you need a transaction manager? What's happening in your world where you just can't do it anymore, all the work anymore? What was she? You had a Jimmy John's. Funny thing to say about the guy that started Jimmy John's recently. We were in the car.
Uh-huh.
That's a good way to lead this off. Like, the guy who started Jimmy John's.
Oh, the Jimmy John's story. Yeah.
Go ahead.
That was a good story. I read on somebody else's blog that they had done. Just that he had one shop, one sandwich shop, and it was killing him. I mean, he was doing all kinds of things all by himself, taking on every last task. And he was stretched too thin, and he was deciding that he wanted more than one shop. How the hell am I going to do this kind of thing? I'm doing everything myself. So he forced himself to create his own standard operating procedures, SOP, and really think about, all right, in the morning, what needs to happen? What do I need to order when? What is this? What is that? And created his own thing. And then it fortunately led to a beautiful system. Or now, he could have employees. Okay, great. And then he could franchise, you know, and now a lot of us know who the Jimmy John's thing. But it really was one guy with one store for a while, killing himself and so, you know, doing it all wrong because he was doing everything.
I think it fell under, like, if you're a perfectionist and you have to do everything yourself, you need to stop it.
Oh, that was a whole nother show we watched. But you're right. That's very true. You can't be a perfectionist, I think, and be a good owner because you're going to... It's going to fail.
That's right.
So, yeah. So here, I wrote down three things about what I think are signs that you need a transaction manager.
Yeah.
So someone handling your buying, your selling, you know, all those details for you. Number one is, like the Jimmy John's guy, you're just overwhelmed and you are losing money. And in our world, you're losing deals. So that's number one for me.
Before we started this show, I wrote down some stuff, and I think it'd be really helpful if you and I described the typical land transaction, starting right from the beginning, not spending a ton of time, but starting right from the beginning and just bullet pointing the thing and then talking about the things that I think really, really matter, why people are successful or maybe not successful in this business or any business.
Okay.
And then the stuff that you can kind of shove off to a transaction manager.
Love it.
So how we do it is this. Step one, we choose a market or an area to send out a bunch of mailers. And so in our education programs, we talk about how do you do that? So I think that is not something you should ever sub out. Whether you're going to send out a bunch of mailers to a county in upstate New York versus middle state Michigan versus all the state of Nevada except, you know, Las Vegas kind of thing. That's pretty important.
Mm-hmm.
That's step one. You get a bunch of offers in the mail and sellers respond to them.
What you can sub out, though, is the whole printing stuff in the envelope.
Excellent.
Get a good printer for that.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Which we have.
Exactly.
Which we provide in our Data to Doorstep product.
Mm-hmm.
The cheapest, best printer in the country for what we do, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So you can sub the task of actually getting the stuff in the mail out. And doing the mailer itself, I don't think I would sub that out in the beginning. I think you should learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm. But not stuff the envelopes.
So a lot of people are going to get these letters and they mm-hmm. or offers and they call you back. Or they send them back in the mail. And do you open the mail, Jill?
Do I open the mail? No.
neither do I.
Yeah.
That's a task a transaction manager can do.
Right.
Do you call the people back when they send the mail in? The seller. And they sign it and say, heck yes, I want to sell my property for $800.
Sometimes.
I think it's great when you do. And I don't think anyone should sub this out.
I know.
Until it gets great. Until you have a pile of mail like Santa Claus mail.
Mm-hmm.
You should do it yourself.
I do. So, yeah. Usually I make the deal and then my people follow through the transaction,
great.
Which is the next step.
So you have a willing buyer, you have a willing seller, the deal is negotiated. That's when you, in my opinion, you get that transaction manager involved.
Mm-hmm.
And they close the deal.
Mm-hmm.
Just for fun, what happens at that point is, Jill calls a notary. Staff member calls a notary. When I say Jill, I mean under Jill's direction.
There we go.
She might be at the beach, but she's somebody's
calling.
That's
right. Someone's getting it done.
And they arrange for a notary to deliver the documents that we generate, the deed to be signed, and they deliver a cashier's check and then send it all back to us. And Jill or her people send it into the county to be recorded.
Mm-hmm.
This is all transaction manager stuff.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the now you own the property, what do? You sell it. Yeah, and so that's selling a property, in my opinion, for the way that we do it is very mechanical. In fact, we are not very involved in this at all. Our transaction managers are. It involves putting some nice graphics together, maps, presenting the property online the way that properties should be presented, and then posting it all over the, all everywhere on your own website. Sending you have a buyer's list. You email it out to them. Zillow, Trulia, Land and Farm. There's a lot. There's a like a 5 or 8, 10 step process that you need to go through when you buy a piece of property to sell it effectively. I personally don't think it's important in any way. I think it's a lot of paperwork shuffling and graphics design.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Totally.
As long as you're giving your people the right direction or your transaction manager the right direction.
You set the pricing and you set some of those parameters, yeah. But their other stuff speaks for itself. And you've taught them how to take the right pictures and what looks good and all of that.
Right.
Okay. So back to my number two. So that's a transaction. Is there anything else that we're missing?
Well, then
it?
You sell the property and yeah. Someone's got to facilitate that. But I don't. I think a transaction
same
manager
transaction
manager
is going to do that one right. Too. Because it's although you're going to go, you're going to make sure the deal is what you want. If someone's going to negotiate the price, maybe
let's try it a more simple way. The stuff that you should not have a transaction manager do is as follows. You shouldn't have them choose an area to find a property. You should not have them handle the actual data mailer situation. You should do that yourself because you're going to pick and choose who receives an offer. After that, mm-hmm. You kind of hand it off.
Yeah, but you negotiate the purchases.
Yeah.
And you negotiate the purchase price.
Well, there's not a lot of negotiating the because they send it out for $800 and they sign it and send it back mm-hmm. 80% of the time. Sometimes there's some negotiation. There are certain people who love to negotiate every deal and they spend a lot of time doing it. We have a lot of members like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have some people who work here that are like that.
Uh-huh, yeah, we got it.
It's not my big, I'm not a fan of it. Yeah. Anyway.
It's hard when the deals are 5 years old and the property's not worth that or not the same, but that happens.
The signs that you need a transaction manager are quite simply this. All these little details along the way, if it's stopping you from doing deals, the stuff that you're supposed to do as the owner and not a transaction manager, those are the signs where you need to think about hiring somebody, whether it's outsourcing it or hire somebody full time so they can.
Mm-hmm. That's my step two. The second thing is you're ready to take it to the next level. You're like the Jimmy John's guy. You want more than one store. You're going to do more than one deal a month. You're going to do more than one deal a week. You know, we have members doing deals a day and you're at that level and you're wanting to take it to the next level. So you need a transaction manager to help you with all that.
Right.
Cool. And you know, my third thing is you're going to love
yeah.
this. My third point is your family members are not working out. So a lot of people enlist their family members. This is totally true. We all know this happens. Come on. Hey, honey, will you help me with this? It's totally true. How many husbands enlist their wives and wives also enlist their husbands, uh-huh. you know, to help with this stuff because they're just like overwhelmed. And then it gets to the point where it might not be working out best for the family. And I'm totally serious. You guys are all laughing. But this is a sign that you might need a transaction manager or you might get divorced. Let's not go there.
Well, Jill and I talked to somebody recently who's got a stay-at-home. She has a stay-at-home husband, father, who's an artist. Who has, you know, he does literally does like art shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to work together on some things, and it's just
yeah, somebody's gonna
and it went sideways.
Yeah,
I love artists. I love hanging out with them, but sometimes they may not be the best transaction manager. Let's leave it at that.
Got it. Got it. I think we covered.
I do too.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that there's a sign you need a transaction manager. Well, you know what? I have one more too. There's things that, and I will admit myself here. There's things that I'm not as good at. And you know what? I have had transaction managers come in and clean up my messes and make what I thought was a system even better. So I admit that that's another reason.
Boy, that's true of all of us, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. There's things I'm good at, things I'm not good at. So
I have people come in often and clean up my IT messes.
Mm-hmm. And you are a pro. I mean, you're good, Stephen. There's things that you accomplish. Oh my gosh.
I'm a self-taught hack.
Whew. You're so good.
I know just enough about a lot of the IT stuff to really be dangerous and mess it up good.
You've never messed it up.
No.
You do great.
Once in a while.
You do great. Well, if you mess it up, I don't know. And that's even better.
That's perfect. That's exactly what happens, mm-hmm. actually. And then that's fine.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of stuff that goes
on. Gee, the website was down. I didn't know. You know, I wouldn't know. What didn't go through? Okay. I didn't know.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in property investment and in life. It's not that bad here, Jill.
No. But that's this is a really good topic for people that need to be prepared for. Start planning on it. Be thinking on it. Everybody, we all think about, well, when I'm going to leave my day job and then go into this for full time. All right, that's great. That's step one. But don't forget step two, three, and four. I mean, your goals, you know, in a perfect world, you're going to be really good at this. And you're going to grow this business and you're going to need some help. So you're going to be thinking about, when do I get someone to help me and what do they do? And what do I sub out? What do I not sub out?
In this business specifically, I always remember the day that I hired somebody to, you know, it was just not me in the back bedroom.
Right.
And it worked out great for probably 4 months. Mm-hmm. And then I fully realized how it wasn't working mm-hmm. out. Everything's a stepping stone, I guess. Mm-hmm. So the idea of having an assistant and doing all the stuff that I didn't want to do, this is a lot of years ago. This is like in 2001.
Right.
And I realized that it was the wrong person. And I waited way too long to release them.
Oh, it's so hard.
It is. Managing people,
it's,
you know,
it's hard. I know.
Think of this. I'm going to leave you with this. Think of how many sports stars are just, they're the best at their game, like Michael Jordan or Wayne Gretzky. But they will have records maybe forever, arguably forever. But they both tried to be a manager, owner, and some capacity, or coach after their careers, after their athletic careers. And those two guys specifically dismally failed at all of it.
You're right.
So some people can make a transition as a manager or an owner after, and some people can and some people can't. So, mm-hmm. Think about that, I guess. Mm-hmm. Managing somebody just because you're good at something, I would argue maybe even that it's harder, mm-hmm. because you expect people to perform the way that you did or the way that you do. And it's, you know, now you're just setting yourself up to fail because nobody's as good at this stuff as you are.
Correct. That's a good point. Thank you, Stephen.
On that note, let's try to go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.